You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the League Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Every week we look at the best of the Football League, the Championship covered by Pete Farrey's League One with Gav Puchalowski, and Al Ross takes care of League Two. We'll also be looking in depth at the two Championship televised fixtures across the weekend. Sam Norris here and joined on the line by Mr. Pete Farrey's. How are you, Pete?
Good day, yeah, enjoying it as we speak. My horse at Cheltenham's just been hampered badly, so delighted with that. It's been an interesting week of football, of course. We saw Leicester progress in the Champions League. We've seen some managerial changes and of course down the Championship as well, haven't we, over the last couple of weeks, including Alex Neil since we last spoke.
Yeah, absolutely. And Gary Rowett has been appointed as Derby manager. We've seen Mark Warburton come in at Forest. You know, this is the sixth East Midlands Derby in a row, Pete, where there'll be two different managers in both dugouts.
Yeah.
Which is just ludicrous.
Well, it shows the absolute craziness of those two clubs, really, doesn't it? Especially to a certain extent, Forest.
Yes, under Fawaz.
Yeah, it's a very strange one. It's a very strange one, and that's a tie that doesn't need extra interest, does it? Because it's an incredible, incredible battle, that one, usually.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's turn our attention now to the live televised football this weekend. They're beginning with the Friday night game. There are two Championship games on Friday. We'll focus with the televised fixture, which is Bristol City taking on Huddersfield. Bristol City in the betting here at 21-10. It's 23-10 about the draw, and Huddersfield are in the betting at 13-10. And it's one of those classic scenarios, Pete, where both sides need the points for very different reasons.
Yeah, Bristol City third bottom, Huddersfield third top. Mm. So there you go. Bristol City, three wins since October. It's absolutely terrifying, the drop that they've experienced, the complete lack of anything, really, they've shown. They did win the last game, of course, in the league, and have drawn a couple recently as well. But how can you put any team like that up against Huddersfield with any real confidence? You just can't, can you? Huddersfield had a little bit of a sticky run, but have now won back-to-back games 1-0. We know how often this season they win games by a goal. I mean, it sounds daft to say, doesn't it, when you think about them and when you think about results, you know, they're only winning by a goal. But actually, it's incredible how he's got them so ruthless. When they lead, they stay leading more often than not as well. And that's another really impressive thing. If I go back all the way to August, I sometimes do this on the podcast, and I know it annoys some people, but it's part of my style, so tough.
I'm not one of those people, fortunately, Pete. So
good, delighted to hear it. If I run you through
ahead.
All of Huddersfield's wins this season, and I'll just say yes or no as to whether they won by a goal or not. Yes. Yes, 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 no, yes, 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 yes. That's quite telling, isn't it?
That is unbelievable.
That's quite telling.
So only one game they've won this season has been by more than a goal.
Their 3-1 victory. Yeah, it was a 3-1 victory over Brighton, weirdly enough.
Blimey.
But they are an incredible side. So if you think that Huddersfield so far this season have won 22 games and 21 of them have come by a goal. Now, I know that sounds like Harry Met Sally, Meg Ryan-style situation there, but it almost was because how many times I've landed this bet. Huddersfield by a goal is incredible. It's a handicap tie, of course, pre-match, plus a goal, minus goal. Bristol City plus a goal, Huddersfield minus one at 3-1, I should say. That's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. If you're playing Huddersfield to win a game, you have to play them by a goal. 21 of 22 times that's landed this season.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me. It really is. And the 13-10. I don't understand why the traders have gone 13-10 here, Huddersfield. They've won three of the last five away games. They drew at Barnsley and lost at Wednesday in those five. Fine. You know, fine. Bristol City, okay, have improved a bit recently. You know, only lost one of the last five home games. But, you know, Wednesday away from home, Norwich away from home, Burton away from home, and then they lost to Fulham and narrowly beat Rotherham. Don't care. 13-10 is unbelievable.
Yes.
Do you not think?
No, I completely agree. I was very surprised to see him as big as that.
4-5, 4-6.
Yeah. I suppose the nice thing with your bet as well, Pete, is you can have a little gamble on the 3-1, but you can feel fairly confident as a saver, Huddersfield 13-10. You're not going to go away from the match empty-handed.
Exactly, yeah. And of course, if one of those lands, it doesn't necessarily mean that the other one doesn't.
Of course, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So if they win by a goal, you win twice.
Yeah, I mean, that to me, Sam, it's unbelievable. I mean, goal scorer-wise, you know, there's a few. I always like Rajiv Van La Parra. Always plays really well on telly, but he's only got two league goals this season, so it's weird. You kind of go, well, he always plays well on telly. He always has a lot of chances, but he's not scoring any of them. I think 4-1 is a decent price for him, to be honest. Kachunga obviously will carry most of the money, you'd imagine, for Huddersfield goal scorer. 10 league goals this season. He's 6-4. But you have to be with Huddersfield at 13-10. It's borderline insanity as a price. I'm not sure if the traders are already losing their minds over Cheltenham a little bit. I don't know, but whatever it is, my God, that price is good.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. 13-10, then Huddersfield on the outright. Rajiv Van La Parra is 4-1 anytime. Did score the winning goal, of course, last time out against Brentford. So he's available at 4-1. It's 12-1 first or last. And if you like Huddersfield to win by a goal, that is the handicap tie market. Bristol City plus a goal, Huddersfield minus a goal in the betting at 3-1. Let's go to Saturday's late fixture now. This one is also televised. Leeds taking on Brighton in what should be a good match at Elland Road. 2-1 the price of Leeds here. 9-4 the draw. And Brighton are in the betting at 11-8. These sides are currently 4th and 5th in the form table, Pete. They're even better off than that in the outright table. Should be a good meeting between these two and a real chance for Brighton to sort of almost secure themselves in those top two spots. If Leeds have got any sort of slim chance of automatic promotion, this is a must win.
It's a complete must win. I think it's unlikely either way, to be honest. But you're right. If they want any kind of chance, they have to win this game. Brighton will know what Huddersfield have done, of course, by that point. Not that it'll matter, they'll still want to win the game either way. But for example, if Huddersfield have won, then Huddersfield are 3 points off them with a game in hand. So there is that little bit of extra spice there. But then let's not forget, Leeds United phenomenal at home this season. I mean, just so good at Elland Road. It's strange walking around Leeds where we're based, Sam, and seeing cheery faces. But
yes,
but that's actually what's happening. Just two home losses since September, and they were to Newcastle and weirdly to Cardiff. They drew against QPR at home last time out, which is a bit of a strange game. A couple of draws have crept in of late as well. But then Brighton have done some strange things this season as well. I mean, away from home, losing at Huddersfield, no shame. But the draw at Brentford, the battering at the hands of Forest, all very strange indeed. I mean, it's very odd for a start that these two teams are on telly. They've barely been on telly this season. But actually, the draw here at 9-4 is where I've gone. You know, sometimes the draw is where people land when they don't know what's going to happen, basically. But I actually quite like the draw here. As I've said, 3 from the last 5 for Leeds United. A draw isn't horrendous for Brighton. They'll be able to, you know, they've drawn at Fulham recently, but they'll be able to contextualise that and say, look, this is not horrendous, this draw. It keeps us a little bit ahead of Huddersfield. It's one of our toughest away games that we've got left this season. I mean, if you're looking at their away matches now, really now, they've got QPR, Wolves, Norwich and Villa. Now, some good teams in there, but that's still, those are games that Brighton should be winning. I think the interest comes more in the goal scorer markets here. So Chris Wood, obviously, we know, well into his 20s for goals this season. 7-5 any time for Chris Wood is a good price. At the other end of things, well, Glenn Murray's dried up a bit, hasn't he, after a good early season charge. He's 13-8. But Anthony Konocka, who I put up the other day as well on the podcast, he's 11-5 playing particularly well on television at the moment, Anthony Konocka. And that is actually a genuine betting strategy that I have that does seem to work. Some players do respond to the extra viewers with real panache, and Konocka is one of those. 11-5 for Anthony Konocka, I think, is a very, very good price, the Frenchman. 13 league goals this season as well, so it's not even like, you know, he's just getting a couple here and there on television. 13 league goals is good. 3 goals from his last 5 games is pretty decent as well. I'd be happy with the score draw. I mean, match result on both teams to score 16-5. I think for Leeds, they draw this game, they'll look behind them and go, right, we're probably safe. We're not entirely safe, but we're probably safe in the playoffs. We just need to pick up a couple more home wins, or a couple more wins generally. For Leeds, that should be doable. Their home games left, Preston, Wolves and Norwich. And away from home, they've got to go to Reading, which is difficult, and Newcastle, but they've got Wigan, they've got Brentford, and they've got Burton in there as well. So a draw is not horrendous for either of these two sides, and to be honest, I think that's where it'll land. So 9-4, the draw in this one.
9-4, the draw then could well secure the fates of both Brighton in those automatic promotion spots and also Leeds in the playoff spots as they bid to solidify a spot in the top six. Just quickly, while we're mentioning the playoffs, Pete, Sheffield Wednesday or Fulham?
Well, it's difficult with Sheffield Wednesday at the moment, isn't it? Very difficult with Wednesday at the moment. And Carlos Carvajal, with some of the things he's saying in his press conferences,
yes.
I wouldn't say he's given up, but you can see that he's starting to really feel it, can't you? Outside of that absolute battering of Norwich, they've won just one of their last five games. Losing at Leeds is fair enough. Villa have, of course, found some form recently. Drawing at home against Burton. Very late, of course, as well, wasn't it, Jackson? Irvine equalised. They had a couple of chances late on. Sorry, it was early goals, and they had a couple of chances late on to win it, I should say. And they've been a bit messy. Fulham, of course, had a phenomenal result against Newcastle, but then had a weird one midweek.
Yes.
A very strange one, of course, midweek against Blackburn, where, you know, twice they were in the lead and twice they blew it. Firstly, through that Craig Conway penalty, and then through, of course, a 90th minute, well, former Wednesday man, of course, Lucas Yao. So, I personally, at the moment, would go with Fulham, just because I am at least seeing something from them, whereas we're not from Sheffield Wednesday, are we? And for Owls fans, it's got to be pretty panicky at the moment. And also, don't write off Reading as having possible problems as well, you know. They're only 3 points ahead of Fulham themselves.
Yeah.
Reading. I think above Reading, they'll be all right. But you know, Reading's team's yet to play. You know, they've got to play Leeds. They've got to go to Villa and Norwich, I suppose, which, you know, you didn't expect them to do something in. They've got a relatively simple end to the season with Rotherham at home as well, Forest, Wigan and Burton, so maybe those final four games might well help Reading out, but I don't think they're entirely comfortable yet.
Okay, thank you very much then, Pete. That's Pete Farrell's thoughts on the televised fixtures in the Championship this weekend. Bristol City taking on Huddersfield and Leeds versus Brighton and Hove Albion. We can get Pete's thoughts now on the rest of the division with his best bets, as well as Gav Puszczalowski talking us through League One and Al Ross on League Two.
Let's start where it's really very simple, and that's QPR at 4-9 to beat Rotherham. On this podcast, I always try and find the best value, the cleverest ways in if I can, and sometimes you say that Rotherham are the league's worst away side. They are the Football League's worst away side. They've struggled to score in 5 of their last 6 away games. In fact, not doing so in 5 of their last 6 away games. They are abysmal on their travels, and QPR have begun to really improve recently. 3 wins from 5, and at home, 3 back-to-back 2-1 victories, beating Wigan, beating Cardiff and beating Barnsley. So 4-9 looks good, but so too does the 2-1. Not just because of those victories that QPR have had back-to-back, but in fact the two games before at home, Burton and Huddersfield, were 2-1 losses. So certainly the 2-1 at 7-1 for QPR is interesting, and the over 2.5 at 6-10 is well worth a look. Now in terms of goal scorers, Connor Washington is 13-10, and I think a pretty decent play here, the former Peterborough man. He's begun to find his feet a little bit, Connor Washington, as the season has gone. He's got 4 in his last 10, and 13-10 is a fair anytime price. On these pieces, on this podcast, I will try and find always the best ways in, but sometimes it is easy as summing it up in 1 minute and 17 seconds. QPR at 4-9 to beat Rotherham, QPR and overs, Connor Washington to score, an easy start to your Saturday afternoon betting. So as Gary Rowett takes to the dugout for the first time for Derby against Nottingham Forest, let's have a slow clap for his former club, Birmingham City. The decision to part company with Rowett earlier in the season was an absolutely bizarre move, and one that has not paid off in any way, shape or form for Birmingham City. 44 points from 37 games, barely a win under Gianfranco Zola, and a side who may still feel a little bit nervous about possible relegation, although 6 points might just be enough of a gap to keep them away from Bristol City, Wigan and Rotherham in the bottom three. This week they will host Newcastle United as well, and I don't expect it to get any easier for them. 15-4 Birmingham, the draw 13-5 Newcastle, 3-4, of course prices correct at the time of recording. But while Birmingham's form has at least begun to look a little bit better of late, with one win in five and a draw away at Cardiff, they are a side who concede goals at the moment, 4 at home against QPR, 3 at home against Leeds. And while Newcastle's form, it's been a little bit weird as well, hasn't it? Losing to Fulham, drawing with Reading and drawing with Bristol City, they've still beaten Brighton, beaten Huddersfield and come out the back of what was an incredibly difficult 4-game run. For me, they will run absolute riot in this game. 3-4 is an absolute corker. So, what markets do we like in the deeper part of the console? Well, minus a goal, Newcastle is 15-8. Minus 2 is 11-2. Both, in my opinion, worth looking at considering the 4 and the 3 conceded by Birmingham recently against decent sides. The minus 1, undoubtedly at 15-8, one of the better prices. In terms of goal scorers, well, Daryl Murphy has begun to find his form, of course, recently as well. It took him a little while, but he's now got 4 league goals this season. The 34-year-old Irishman, of course, a move from Ipswich that was relatively obvious to see why. 2 goals in 3 games, you can see possibly now why more than before. So 17-10 Daryl Murphy anytime is very good indeed. This is another one, a little bit like the QPR one, that's actually very simple to me. Newcastle, yes, a strange game against Fulham, a disappointing result against Fulham, and on occasion the likes of Blackburn and Wolves results, Newcastle have done very strange things indeed. But Birmingham's decision, their strange decision to get rid of Gary Rowett, well, that's punished them, and they have been hurt by that, and I think Newcastle are just going to compound that hurt. 3-4 is an absolute corker. For me, play minus a goal at 15-8. I've got to say, I didn't think this day would come this season, but I'm going to back Aston Villa to win away from home. Seems strange, doesn't it, when you consider just how poor Steve Bruce's and before that Roberto Di Matteo's men have been on the road. But there's no doubt they are at least now beginning to improve. This is a side with 4 wins from 5, including that away win at Rotherham as well. And even though it has been, of course, since relegation, just 3 away wins at Reading back in October, at QPR back in December, and at Rotherham back a couple of weeks ago, I still think they're a good bit of value here. Wigan released a relatively scathing statement when they parted ways with Warren Joyce the other day, and a Wigan side who've not scored in 4 of their last 5 home games should be of serious worry. This is also a Wigan side who, don't forget, have won just 4 times at home this season. So yeah, I'm going to go for Aston Villa to win this match. Away from home, it is something, like I say, I didn't think I'd do. The over 2.5 is 7-4, which also looks fairly decent. Villa's wins of late have come under goals. In fact, if you're looking at Villa's form, the last, 7 of 10 have been unders on the goals, but that doesn't matter to me. I think they may be able to lay the smack down on Wigan this weekend. In terms of a goal scorer, well, there's one that's just incredibly obvious, isn't there, and really has been all season for Aston Villa. Jonathan Kodjia has been in good form when, of course, not away on African Nations duty. 6-4 any time for Kodjia is very decent value indeed for the Cote d'Ivoire player. 15 league goals this season, scored a brace against Sheffield Wednesday last time out, scored against Rotherham, scored against Bristol City. 6 goals in 10 games means that he's good odds against form. I didn't think it would happen. I really didn't. But I'm happy to back Aston Villa away from home here at 6-4. So what's my nap? Well, I've ummed and ahed about this. QPR undoubtedly will beat Rotherham in my mind. Aston Villa are a really good play at 6-4. But despite that, and despite Wigan's problems scoring goals and just generally, I can't quite bring myself to nap Aston Villa, and that's why Newcastle this week will be my nap. Birmingham have shot themselves in both feet, both hands, the shoulders, the kneecaps, and possibly the hip this season by parting company with Gary Rowett in the way that they did it, especially. So for me, Newcastle, a definite play, but I'm going to go even more intricate on my market because I think Newcastle tear Birmingham apart this weekend. So I'll take Newcastle minus a goal at 15-8. As my nap of the week. Best of luck.
My three favourite shouts for this weekend in League One. I'm going a little bit exotic as well because I'm going for three home sides to win and over 2.5 goals in the three games. Starting with Fleetwood at home to Wimbledon. Team of the season for me, said this before with Fleetwood, and I think they're absolutely fine at 21-20 to beat Wimbledon, who have started to score goals away from home and actually been to some tough places and got results. So there's a little bit of a fear factor that Wimbledon can actually get something from this game. But I'm sticking with Fleetwood, who last time at home got beat by Bolton and responded with a good away victory midweek away at Walsall. So good character shown by Fleetwood. And Fleetwood is a place of goals, having lost 4-2 at home to Bolton, beat Northampton 3-0, beat Bradford 2-1, beat Bristol Rovers 3-1 at home fairly recently as well. Fleetwood at home, over 2.5 goals landed in the last three straight. And Wimbledon, 2-2 draw at Gillingham, 2-1 victory at Scunthorpe and 1-1 draw at Bolton. I can tell you that four of the last five games away from home for Wimbledon has been over 2.5 goals. So quite simply, goal scorers for both sides. Lyle Taylor for Wimbledon. Tom Elliott's been scoring goals for Wimbledon away from home as well. And for Fleetwood, Devante Cole and Bobby Grant. Fleetwood and Wimbledon, Fleetwood to win. Over 2.5 goals. I'm having that at 23-10 as my NAP selection. My next bet is MK Dons at home to Coventry. Can't trust Coventry. Even their manager, new manager Mark Robin, said when the fans booed after their defeat on Tuesday, he booed along with them. MK Dons are 7-10. They're looking to bounce back from that defeat away at Wimbledon midweek. And MK Dons, 7-10, is absolutely fine against a doomed Coventry who are going to go down. But again, goals, goals and further goals. MK Dons at home recently beat Shrewsbury Town 2-1, drew 2-2 with Rochdale. Overs on the goals there. Kieran Agard being amongst the goals for MK Dons. Look at him anytime. Coventry away from home. Drew 0-0 last time away at Shrewsbury. But before that, 2-1 defeat at Bury, 3-2 defeat at Oldham, 3-0 defeat at Northampton. When Coventry lose away from home, more times than not, it's a 3-1, 4-1, 3-2, 2-1 kind of scoreline. So it's as simple as that. MK Dons, who are still could be pulled into the relegation mire. It's very important they get 3 points on the board in this one. So MK Dons to win and over 2.5 goals at 7-5. And my third and final bet involves Sheffield United, who again are absolutely fine at 4-9 to beat Charlton. But I'm going for over 2.5 goals in this one. More often than not at the moment with Sheffield United, overs is a play away from home. Sheffield United away from home, 3-3 draw, 3-2 victory, 4-2 victory. At home, their last two games have been unders. But I think Charlton are going to come here and have a proper crack at this one. I think Charlton away at Sheffield United. Charlton not going up, not going down, nothing to play for. Going, enjoy the experience of playing at Bramall Lane. And Charlton away from home have managed to score 7 goals in their last three games away from home. They've only taken 1 point from the 9 available. 3-3 draw at Rochdale, 4-3 defeat at Shrewsbury, 2-1 defeat at Northampton. Sheffield United at home often hit 2 or 3 goals of late. So I think the Blades will win this one, but I think that Charlton will score. I think it's over 2.5 goals at Bramall Lane. So that's my play with Sheffield United to win and over 2.5 goals at 11-10. If you take my three sides that I fancy, Fleetwood, MK Dons and Sheffield United on the outrights, that's 4-1. But I'm bumping the price up with those teams to win and over 2.5 goals in all three games. Fleetwood to win, MK Dons to win, Sheffield United to win at home, over 2.5 goals in all three games. It's just over 15-1.
First time in a while I've surveyed the prices and had my eyes widen at just some of those that strike me as plain wrong. Yes, the likes of Plymouth and Luton and Doncaster are all highly backable at their prices, and other weeks they'd be on the list, just not this week. There are bigger prices that interest me greatly, and we start with Accrington. Unbeaten since a visit to Portsmouth at the start of February, one of the form teams in the league. Yes, they've only got 44 points from 35 games, but 15 of those have come since Valentine's Day. They've won their last three straight. It is not coincidence that the resurgence has combined with the new arrivals in January, 5 of them. And time was, you could always just back Yeovil at Hewish Park. It's not the case now. One home win in the league since early December. The note of caution would be there have been a lot of low-scoring draws in there, So maybe you have to ask yourself whether that could be a factor here. I mean, it could be a draw. But Accrington don't do low scores at the moment. 18 goals in the last seven, 9 conceded. That is a 3 per game average. Yeovil, frankly, can be thankful for a good start to the season. First 19 games, 28 points. That is playoff form. Last 18 games, 16 points. That is relegation form. A point at Barnet on Wednesday, but only with the host's defence lambasted as shoddy. Accrington's Shane McCartan, 4-7, and Matt Pearson, 4-4, are worth any time goal scorer mentions, but it is the outright of 7-5 that makes the acca. Last week on the pod, I opposed Newport, saying I didn't think they would be playing for the future of manager Graham Wesley. Well, the reasoning proved sound, because Newport sacked Wesley within 24 hours of the pod being recorded, and without that weight on their shoulders, Newport duly won. Bet down, but at least it was for the right logic. And normally this week I'd say that at 2-1 at home, they'd be worth a play this week, but they're hosting Blackpool. And in midweek, Blackpool were the first team to finally beat Stevenage in a long time. 8 wins and 1 draw in Stevenage's previous 9 before that 1-0 defeat. So I'm leaving the Newport game alone with a casual quip about how 2-1 is still a good single value shout on the home side, and draw no bet and unders good bets for a game near guaranteed to be tight. I'm actually more interested at what this does to Stevenage. Now, bear in mind, Stevenage are still top of the form table. They've only lost that one in the last 10, and that was away from home. Bear in mind also, their home record in 2017 is played 6, won 6, always scoring at least 2, never conceding more than 1, scoring 7, conceding 3. And ask yourself if there is anyone in League 2 who could deserve to push their price out to 3-1. The answer is clearly no, and yet that's their price. It's Portsmouth in town. They're a team in decent nick. 3 wins on the spin without conceding. Looks excellent. Until you realise that between them, the teams they beat, Colchester, Grimsby and Crawley, have a grand total of 12 points between them in each of their last 5 games. That's 15 games in total, 12 points. All of a sudden, those Portsmouth wins don't look extraordinary. So why are they odds on here? 10-11 on the away side, 3-1 on the home side. I'm not being funny when I say I would have a long think where to put my cash if those prices were reversed. 6th against 3rd, there's a lot riding on this, so I'm expecting cards and goals aplenty. I'm also expecting Stevenage 3-1. Now, I mentioned Colchester, Grimsby and Crawley have 12 points between them in their last 5 games. 6 of those are Grimsby's, 2 of those are Crawley's. Crawley, mostly at home during that time, that's where they're poor. Grimsby, mostly away, that's where they're poor. In fact, Wickham are the only team to win at Grimsby in their last 5 on home soil. 10 points from Grimsby's other 4 home games. Last season, home form was crucial to Grimsby's promotion. Not been the case this season until now. The loss of Omar Bogle to Wigan in January really hurt them, but I have been impressed with their recovery, and Blundell Park is a large part of that. Crawley have picked up good results on the road recently, 7 points from 3, but I've checked the stats. Crawley scored 5 goals from 6 shots on target, including 3 shots on target, 3 goals against Colchester, in their 2 away wins, and that's really clinical, but it's also incredibly rare. A bit like goals against in Grimsby. At Grimsby, 2 clean sheets in 3 at home, 5-8. I just can't see this very poor Crawley side getting anything, and Grimsby are even money, so in they go. Doncaster should rack up a cricket score at Crisis Club Leighton Orient. It's either tight or it's a blowout. People will be shouting, going, why on earth are Doncaster, the top side in the league, 4-6, at bottom side and Crisis Club Leighton Orient not in the acca? The only reason is the fear of the home side upping their game ahead of the winding up order, which puts me off the outright price. However, Doncaster double result, 29-20, Doncaster minus 1 handicap, 6-4, minus 2 handicap, 4-1, minus 3 handicap, 11-1. Are all worth a look. However, the treble this week is Grimsby, Stevenage and Accrington, with a nap that's a whopping 3-1. That is Stevenage. The treble pays 18.2-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.